If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny, it's complicated, and it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
All right, guys, now 6 minutes after 6 o'clock, and welcome to Thursday. Oh, yeah. And there you go. We have made it past Wednesday, past the half mark.
So yeah, down slippery slope sliding to Friday.
Slippery slope. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Morning, wet Thursday morning on the outside.
When was the last time you actually threw your whole body on a slip and slide? I must have been a kid. No, I mean, I can do it as an adult. There were moments when I thought, wait, there's the hitting the slip and slide before you start a slip and slide.
Exactly.
And that was my problem.
Yeah, no.
Because you can't have to dive to make it happen unless it's downhill.
Sound like you have to be adventurous. You know?
Yeah.
Willing to take risks. With your body.
Yeah, I guess the only adventurous people and willing to take risks are you, the listeners. Coming to us again this morning. What?
I know, March 18th. How was that date looking for you guys?
Yeah,
it's the 18th already, you know.
Yeah.
Of March 2021.
Danny, one morning you and I are going to come to work and say, Merry Christmas, everybody. Just going to happen.
Yes.
Pretty soon. Well, okay, before that, you might have a lot of other things to say, you know.
I know, but
greetings
still, we're 2 days away from Happiness Day. That's on Saturday, 3:20. So, you know, the first of the real. It's like the practice run.
Practice run?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because we all need practice for that.
For 4:20. So, yeah, there's an opinion about happiness in today's Guardian. And then they go to talk about the Oxford, which I think is a critical topic, which we need to talk about as well.
Well, I haven't even peered into the TNT Guardian.
I know,
today.
But and it's not going to apply to you.
Okay.
In the least.
But then why are we going to talk
hold
about
on,
it?
And second of all, you don't care.
Yeah.
In the most.
Oh, well, no, I'm not even going to open it. I'm going to wait for you to bring it up. All right, back into the music once again. Welcome, everybody, to your morning reset. And FYI, at 10 minutes to 6 o'clock, coming over the NP flyover to Port of Spain, I was lucky enough to get a glimpse of the sunrise.
It's so bright at 5 to 6
Ooh,
now.
It was just a little splatter
of orangey red
coming over. So I can only imagine, for those of you living Toko to Mayaro, you must be having a pretty good morning. Hey, I want to pick up all the truck drivers making their way across TNT right now. Well, they got a trailer attached. It's a flatbed, 3-ton, a 5-ton, a 177-ton. I don't know. Either which way, to all the truck drivers, take your time, all right, guys? Much love. Now 14 minutes after 6 o'clock.
It's time to reload.
Reboot your preset. To 951 Remix.
So earlier I was asking if you checked out the Oxford and you didn't. You're still in opening papers.
No,
it?
Because you tell me like it's something.
Yeah,
that
but you could skip through. I mean, you could skip from page
one to four. Oh, you mean like that?
Yeah. Okay. So the topic today is, will work from home outlast virus? And I said you care about it the least.
Yeah.
And no, it affected you the least.
Yeah.
And your cup of care.
From day one, I was working at work.
So listen, yesterday I saw a Facebook memory and it would have been another 1 year anniversary of my office closing and working from home. And now that I've started a newish job about a month or two ago, it's still more work from home than work in the office. If you want to go to the office, it's by choice.
Yeah.
Or to have a meeting or so on. But it seems as though they're saying that this is a question that's been occupying the minds of millions, if not billions, of employees who have worked from home for the past year. And will they still be allowed to work remotely at least some days once the pandemic has faded? And this is a question being asked across America and the world.
That's an easy answer. I have the answer.
That's it.
Yes.
Tell us why.
They will be required to work from home.
Really? But this is not what the data is saying. They did some surveys.
No, you see, what Trump's data? Profit.
Right.
And the amount of money businesses will be saving by people not having to go to a physical building, the costs that are involved with running a building. From the time you open the door to an office building,
switch on the lights.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Power, security, and wear and tear, maintenance, it goes on. So I think within another year to 2 years, a lot of things would have been ironed out and streamlined regarding working from home. Everything is going to change from the way we compute to the way we deliver messages.
I would think that as well, but again, that's not what this survey is saying. So they're saying company executives overwhelmingly report that remote work has succeeded during the pandemic, right? According to research by consulting firm Pricewaterhouse. So there's not no fly-by-night information, right? About 55% said they envision allowing continued work from home, according to the survey of 133 of executives of mostly large company. They're saying just 17% said they wanted employees back in the office as soon as possible.
Yeah.
It's masses. An additional 26% said they preferred only limited remote work, but recognize it's become popular with employees. And then they were looking at other data. They're saying there are a lot of job postings that have increased that that are mentioning that it's a remote work opportunity.
Yeah.
I think it's been successful in the sense that you actually can get a lot more work done.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Yes, I don't think that when things go back to some... Okay, I don't think normal is the word to use
but
anymore.
But when it reopen, when you can go outside,
when you can go outside and
the beach open past 6,
and you can,
and COVID will come out 10:01,
and you can have 2 beers, you could consume a beer or 2 beers or 3,
or I could order food at 10:30 p.m.
and have it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So when that happens,
me and 25 of my friends could go out.
What about you and 11? What about you and 11 friends?
Well, I didn't have that much, so...
But seriously, though, they're saying that a lot of job postings that mention remote work have more than doubled since the pandemic increased. And if they're using the job postings as a guide, employees are increasingly open to remote work, even some as employees return to the workplace.
I don't know, a lot of companies in the beginning were worried about the quality of work and the level of output from people working home.
I feel like you get less done sometimes in the office, you know, because so many people want to talk to you and then you stop to do things for people. And it's just like, you know, when you're working from home, we literally can just focus on what we had to do. No interruptions.
I know you would agree to
for people that have no children that do in school from home.
Right, so let's compare households to the last... I mean, I don't have these statistics, but this is reality. Let's compare statistics of households now to 15, 20 years ago. There were more than one person living in a house. Now, the average from apartments, single people, there are a lot of single people.
Yeah.
I mean, and by single, I mean people aren't even coupling anymore. I mean, this is actually an issue with countries around the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But... now that is just you alone home, there's absolutely no distractions. Before, everybody wants to get out of the house because somebody's nagging, somebody's a nagger, you know. But I don't know, I guess time will tell. But
I think it's done wonders as well to help people mental space sometimes. Mm-hmm. That, you know, you could actually just operate and put structure in your own environment. You know, in the office, there's so many variables as well that could kind of throw off your focus,
Yeah, but is there something about the free tea, coffee, and water at the office?
The tea lady here sucks at my house.
Yeah. The tea lady doesn't suck at my house. That's not my mom, but you know, anyway. All right, guys, I also have the odd spot. This is pretty interesting for somebody like me who likes to look at HGTV.
There's an odd spot?
There's an odd spot.
Oh, so wait, I wasn't talking about the odd spot. That's just a story.
Yeah.
It was in the spot where the odd spot is be.
Oh, you were spot-otted.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, 6:30 on the dot.
So guys, we're checking out today's Guardian, page 7, and...
Wait, if this is heaven, you'll be the angel of what?
Wow.
No, you're going to own this title from this morning on, what?
Of sunshine. Val, Holly Taylor, sunshine.
Oh, good. Angel of sunshine.
Why? I'm very positive and
optimistic. But wait,
optimistic.
Said no one ever, though.
I am. Whenever it's rainy, I always see, guys, look, it's going to clear up. Look, the sun peeking through there. I'm always
eternal
optimist. So, okay, maybe the angel of optimism then.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
No?
Angel of optimism.
Yeah, angel of, you know, so maybe sometimes naive hope, but I mean, it's one and the same.
Yeah, I agree with you. I guess I would be the angel of improbability. That doesn't even need defining, right? Okay, wow. 6:43, what are you going to say to girl?
So this is a serious topic, though. We were discussing it, I think, yesterday morning, that dread accident that happened on the Uriah Butler Highway in Chaguanas, where 2 people died because a motorist swerved from hitting a pedestrian crossing the highway just meters away from the walkover. and the police are pleading with pedestrians to use the walkover. Now they're saying they're asking motorists, in addition to pedestrians as well, because you know usually it's tickets for your driving or for whatever to your vehicle, but you know they're calling on pedestrians to do their part. They're walkovers for a reason, guys. You know, that way you could cross the highway unhindered.
Yeah.
You don't have to study safety.
A lot of people take for granted those huge signs you see on the highway too that says no pedestrians.
So if I'm a pedestrian that's on the highway, where is there a ticket involved? Like, how does that work?
No, I understand that highway life now as opposed to highway life back when those signs were put up. I mean, there's more foot traffic along highways because of the nature of housing, business, whatnot.
Okay.
There are no pavements on the side of highways.
Correct. So there are not supposed to be any people.
So when you do have to traverse, as brief as it is, which usually might just be, for the most part, yes, crossing. Now, I agree there are walkovers. And sometimes the closest walkover might be a good, at least a half a mile away, a mile away.
But can I just say something? Walk.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm not disagreeing with that. But
it's going to take you 5 minutes or 10 minutes out of your time. I mean, sometimes you feel like, oh God, I'm in a rush and I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to exercise. I don't have 10 minutes to the walkover. Yeah.
Spend 10 minutes.
Exercise there. And 10 minutes on the other side. Like, I don't understand why we have this concept that we can't park or we can't jump on a taxi and walk a couple blocks to where we need to go.
No, guys, spend the 10 minutes because it could most likely ensure you, I don't know, a longer life. Like a lifetime
like
of, you know?
Like a life. And probably save someone else's life too, because this guy died because his vehicle, he swerved to avoid hitting this guy, which he didn't.
And what about the other two people in the vehicle who could have lost their life also? The other vehicles, he could have... All because one person decided to run across the highway.
Yeah, because you know what? That's too far to walk to where I need to go.
No, you bring up a good point, Danny, about what is the case about the pedestrians. The drivers are the ones ticketed, but if a police officer is going on the highway and sees somebody running across the highway, especially right next to or under a walkover, what should be the course of action of that police officer?
Yeah.
Can he take any action against that pedestrian?
Is there a law for that?
So, things to talk about,
guys,
to think about.
Guys, message us if you have the answer, if you may have some insight into that. 394-9595. But yeah. I have never seen a list on the demerit point system for pedestrians and what the fine is.
So what are the demerits will be for the pedestrian?
What are the demerits?
Like, you can't walk anywhere for 2 years again?
Exactly.
You have to steal them? I mean, we make fun of it now, but it's a serious issue, guys. A couple of you on the chat already, and let's say good morning going on to the ladies of Rio, Beta and Ashes. Have a great one. All right, I see Tequila Tuesday in the message. It's got to be Santana.
Breakfast first, please.
Yeah. All right, somebody says, right on point, Val, my boss wants us work from home. What all was he still in sing? I don't know. Oh, he probably just hate all of you. All right. All right, somebody says, can we talk about how unuser-friendly some of the walkovers are? Now, listen, truth be told, I don't think that argument could ever hold any water, because it's not impossible to use.
Well, unless maybe some of them are
for handicapped people.
I'm not gonna say differently abled people as well.
Yes.
Maybe they have no access because some of them are only stairs.
But I have never seen traffic stopping for somebody to creep across the highway, for lack of a better phrase.
Okay.
They find a way to use it, and if you can't, well, like I've never even seen somebody with a wheelchair going across the highway. I have never seen it. I don't say it never happened. I'm not saying it never happened, but yeah, I've seen some walkovers that it looks like it's pretty tedious to use.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's been a lot of investment in walkovers across Trinidad and Tobago. You see, they all look pretty spanking new and light up with LED and all kind of Christmas thing.
I know, and some of them even have steps. It's just a continuous
it's just like
ramp.
So
listen, guys, the point is you have oncoming traffic. And in some of the highways, you have 6 lanes, three on either side of vehicles weighing 2 tons plus going at 100 kilometers an hour. Not even flies stand a chance. So a human body going across that, make the extra effort, guys. Make the extra effort and tell your kids too. especially tell your kids is extremely important. They learn from the adults, and a lot of kids are home. Mm-hmm. And during the day in between classes, they want to run and go by the shop, run and go and do this,
exactly.
Run errands for mommy and daddy. So all these things have to be mindful of. All right, well, if you got to be making more, better decisions when it comes to nutrients, I will opt for the watermelon. Ease up on the sugar today, guys. All right, if any sugar, let it just be me. Well, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this story on page 8. The JSE has 3 special needs students blocked from SEA. And, you know, the headline alone is a little triggering, but when you read more of it, you get absolutely...
Infuriated.
Right? So 3 students from the Princess Elizabeth Special School have allegedly been denied the opportunity of sitting the SEA exam, even though they were ready for it. Now, this was revealed by the school's principal, Jared Frederick, during the 5th meeting of the Joint Select Committee on Social Services and Public Administration. He told the JSC that even though the children were prepared for the examination, the ministry's school supervision department failed to provide support for the children and allow them the opportunity to sit the exams.
And that's an ongoing failure.
Apparently, it's an ongoing issue they're having. They said their parents eventually withdrew them from the exams. He said every year school officials beg for students to be allowed to sit the exam, even though it is their right to have equitable access to education. And I'm quoting.
So why is this so ongoing?
Why do they have to beg?
No, but after the first year, you were deprived your right. Why does it have to go to a second year and a third year?
Well, obviously, it's some kind of discrimination.
No, what I mean is, why are they fighting it?
Look, they have it before the JSC. Now, maybe they have been doing it for years. I don't know. He added, we have been having issues with the supervisor where there are statutory duties of a principal and supervisors have overridden the minister's instruction in the guidelines and how we interact with staff and how we control discipline. So basically, the principals are trying to prepare their students.
Of course.
And sign them up for the exams. And then you reach ministry level and they're basically telling them that it's too much for the child to handle.
So the ministry...
So who knows better? Not the person who's interacting with these students daily as opposed to a head of a district that just have you down as a student number.
Well, I think this wasseting getting contagious because, you know, this... People do what they want in the ministry. You just said
overridden.
Wow.
Val and Danny, it's complicated. And it's only on your 951 morning drive.
No, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock, everybody.
So let's say good morning to a couple of people on the chat. Wow, that was aggressive.
Yeah, that was.
That was Lady Gaga. Wow.
No. Aggressive like her?
Yeah. So let's see. Good morning to Shala. Good morning to Tris on the chat. Now, we were asking you guys about what law,
if any,
exists that police can charge a pedestrian for crossing the highway, particularly in the vicinity of a walkover. And a couple of you guys messaged the jaywalking law, but that doesn't really apply to Trinidad and Tobago. We had an officer send us some voice note, and he's saying the only thing that he can think of that is legal would probably be unlawful obstruction of a roadway, or if you're in the vicinity of a walkover, attempted suicide, because clearly you're taking a risk with your life, or maybe even attempted murder.
Yeah, because look, point in case for the driver who had to swerve and in losing his life.
And, you know,
injuring to others in the process, and it could have been catastrophic
for so many other drivers.
Countless.
Looking at that CCTV footage, it was, whoa, crazy. So, again, please, if you can, if your legs work, you know, if it's not just a matter of laziness, use
the walkover.
When it's
too hot, use it, because use it or lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah, your life.
Correct. So good morning to Herman. Good morning to Catherine. Dark Knight. Happy good morning to Sean from South. And guys, feel free to send us your messages. It's 394-9595.
All right, 7:30 on the dot. And we'll continue that discussion about pedestrians on the highway. I see messages came from Chris. And of course, yeah, we are aware of the signs. We made mention of that no pedestrians, no mopeds, no animals and whatnot.
The animals can't even read these signs.
Yeah, well.
How are they supposed to know they're not supposed to be there?
And would they be charged?
Yeah.
All right.
Now it's entertainment news time.
Yeah, and let's do this entertainment news with the compliments of Caribbean Health Foods, Natural Delights, and I'm going to jump in with Drake. And this is a pretty interesting story. I would have not seen this coming. All right, so Drake is paying tribute to Bow Wow. If you remember Bow Wow, he was formerly known as Lil Bow Wow.
Okay, he's okay. Love Bow Wow now.
Yeah, he dropped the big and he's just Bow Wow. And he was even trending recently about claiming to be as richer than he actually was.
Yeah, with the private jet pictures that he was photoshopping. And
he was photoshopped in economy in a regular jet.
Yes.
Well, he was actually. Anyway, so Drake, of course, earned a historic Billboard Hot 100 debut with three songs topping the chart, 1, 2, and 3 simultaneously. And after the entire Scary Hours 2 EP featuring Lil Baby and Rick Ross swiped the top three spots, Drizzy decided to throw a 1, 2, 3 themed party. Now, the celebrations included a cake featuring the top 10 from the chart on it and a number of notable guests. Now, among them was Bow Wow, who appeared in a series of videos alongside Drake via his Instagram stories. And in a clip Drake actually shared, he said, "I want to thank you, man," Bow Wow interjected, offering his congratulations. After the celebrations had subsided, Champagne Papi posted more videos on his stories, one detailing what his friendship with the rapper and Tokyo Drift star meant to him. Now, he says, "I had to link with Wizzle. Everybody wants to have drinks and everybody wants to celebrate and turn up. And, you know, I just had to see Wizzle. I had to see Wizzle in person." And that's what he's saying of Bow Wow. He says, "If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be no me. That's why you know the rest. That's why I'm a rock with y'all forevermore." End quote.
So Bow Wow's, you know, but his name is Wizzle.
Well,
his partner name is Wizzle.
Drizzle, Wizzle, and...
Wow.
I am just curious, though, because he never really goes into detail to say what is in nature and the extent. And
well, maybe he introduced him to some producer or a label. Yeah. Who knows?
Because there was once upon a time when Bow Wow was the shizzle.
Okay.
A long time ago.
Okay, so talking about real rappers now. I don't mean Drake. I love Drake. I mean Bow Wow. What song Bow Wow sang that you can remember?
I think something when this gets high as the roof.
What?
High as the roof. That's a joke. Bow Wow. Whatever, go ahead.
Oh, roof.
Yeah.
Ah, dog, bow, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Anyway, I'm talking about Dr. Dre. So Dr. Dre is begging a judge to declare him single. "I want to move on," is what he's saying. So he's apparently, the divorce is getting so nasty, he just wants to move on with his life and be single. So he's asking for an assist from the judge in his divorce case. Now, the mogul's attorney, Disso Queen Laura Wasser, filed legal docs requesting, he had a sweater earlier, a bifurcation of Dre's divorce. That's legal jargon for both parties getting single status stat and hammering out the pesky problem of dividing assets later. Now, according to docs obtained by TMC, Dre says his divorce from his estranged wife, Nicole Young, has gotten to the point of no return. He says her false allegations of domestic violence made it clear there's no turning back. And he said he's been trying to settle the divorce with her since she filed in June 2020 and claims she's dragging her feet on purpose. Now, as we told you, Dre and Nicole's legal war has raged on with no end in sight. Most recently, she was denied a restraining order, after which he called her a greedy itch in a song. Yeah, it rhymes with itch. Nicole has also filed a motion asking for access to their home amid suspicions of a mistress. Andre is accused of siphoning money from one of their business accounts, and they're also at odds over the validity of their prenup. Oh my, that song's so exhausting. Can you imagine being in that? Jeez, yeah, I'd want that divorce stat too.
Wow, guys. All right, big up all these single people out there. Wait, well, big up all these broke single people out there.
So I saw this article, and I don't know if you would be interested in, you know, visiting some place like this after, you know, things kind of reopen. So apparently there's a new wave of bars that's creating a buzz around the world, and they're saying, but there's something missing from these bars. Can
alcohol?
You guess what it is? Alcohol, Val.
So wait, are you talking about mock bars?
It's aimed at the growing number of people exploring sobriety, and the bars pour adult drinks like craft cocktails without the booze. So 0% alcohol experience, a futuristic bar like one in Tokyo, patrons can sip a mix of non-alcoholic white wine, sake, and cranberries from a sugar-rimmed glass. So mocktails.
Okay, firstly, I want the world to understand something.
There's juice.
There's no
or a smoothie.
There's no such thing. And I repeat, there is no such thing as non-alcoholic wine. Okay?
It's just
there's no such thing as non-alcoholic beer. Stop it. Okay?
Well, it's just like fermented something.
It's something.
That doesn't turn to like the stage right before the alcohol content forms. I don't know. But
beer, I mean, like.
So apparently sober bars aren't a new phenomenon.
Yeah.
They first appeared in the 19th century as part of the temperance movement. But while previous iterations were geared towards non-drinkers or people in recovery, the newer venues welcomed the sober as well as the curious.
That's the people who want to explore diabetes.
A lot of people just want to drink less, Val.
I'm talking about drink less, but these cocktails are going to have a lot of sweet things.
Wait, but it's not just me saying this. This is also the founder of one of the bars. This is Chris Marshall. He's been sober for 14 years. He opened up this bar in Texas, and the bar is after serving as an addiction counselor. He estimates 75% of his customers also drink alcohol just outside of his bar.
All right, well, you know, in Trinidad, we had this. Since our grandparents and great-grandparents was around, we had them.
Where?
It's called Parlor. It's called a Parlor. You walk in a Parlor and see much options of sweet drink and juice and flavor this and non-alcoholic
beverages.
Yeah,
but they don't give you like a fancy glass with like sugar on the rim and,
well, you see,
and like a little twirly, you know, rind or lime somewhere. A piece of watermelon.
Orange peel.
Some
Everybody have a set of orange peel hanging up somewhere else.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know if this will do well.
Not in Trinidad.
It's not that, you know, people are not maybe watching their consumption, because I feel like a lot of people have, you know, analyzed whether they really needed to go out so much and drink all the time and all,
you know,
that good stuff in the past.
Primarily, you might tell yourself, I want to go to have some alcoholic beverages. But what do you think about it? Well, you want to go out and socialize amongst people who are having alcoholic beverages. It's a different kind of socialization.
Yeah, you are correct.
It's, right, so going to a non-alcoholic bar, I might as well go and sit on a bus stop and wait for somebody to sit down next to me
and talk to them.
And talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. So until on the promenade, how much people is he passing there?
But the closest thing to non-alcoholic bars, I guess, were soda fountains. And I always said there should be a resurgence.
Soda fountains.
You don't believe me that we had soda fountains. Like there's one.
Like a water fountain, but with
it's
sweet
basically
drink,
like an ice cream.
Drink.
It's like an ice cream shop.
Right. Like
and
in
they
the
would
50s
mix,
and
yeah,
60s.
Correct. You know, that came from the diner culture.
But that's because they had to mix the club soda with the syrupy thing to create.
So they had this spritzer to mix with the ice cream. Yeah,
yeah, so to create the sweet drink. But now we have, you know, Coca-Cola and SM Jaleel and these places for that. We don't need to mix it ourselves.
No, we should mix it, because this way we know what we're putting into it.
Yeah,
and we can control the amount of sugar.
Drink water.
I agree.
Yeah,
but
okay.
But wasa do always have water.
But listen, so they're saying here what?
Yeah.
And it starts with this, right? They're saying last year, so in 2020, alcohol consumption in 10 key markets, including the US, Germany, Japan, Brazil, fell by 5%. Right? And it's in consumption of low and no alcohol drinks rose 1% in the same time.
Yeah.
You hearing that? Why are you fighting? You hearing that? Did you want me to repeat it?
Yes.
Because you clearly did not hear a word that I said.
I heard something about...
Alcohol consumption fell by 5% in some key markets, and low to no alcohol consumption increased.
Well, I think if you're going to buy keys somewhere, the last thing you're thinking about alcohol, because you're trying to get in or get out of somewhere. So check like the different markets maybe.
Anyway, alcohol still far outsells low and no alcohol drinks, right? It still does.
Alcohol outsells water?
It does. They said they have Okay, so drinkers in those markets consume 9.7 billion 9-liter cases of alcohol compared to 292 million 9-liter cases of low and no alcohol. So yes, we want hard liquor, you know, mostly.
Wow.
So I don't know, maybe, I guess this might be a niche market thing.
No, well, it's good because a lot of people are looking for a lifestyle change or just...
And they still want to go out and pump, but then don't want the alcohol involved.
When I'm fasting, I'll be honest, I stay away from limen and bars and whatnot, because I could go and have a non-alcoholic drink and chill with my friends, but it's not the same chill.
And it's peer pressure too.
Do you know it's to surround yourself with people who are having alcohol and you're the not one not?
No, I don't do that. I stay home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sobriety is awesome. I do agree, but a non-alcoholic bar. Well, I mean,
it's like a juice bar, a smoothie bar, but in the night. And you can dress up and go there.
And don't sell juice and smoothies.
And take a date or, you know, have a little crew. Because, you know, you just don't drink, but you like to lime. I think it might do good here.
All right.
And you can't sell alcohol anywhere now because of the regulations, so you might...
Well, I'm assuming the prices of these things are going to be cheaper.
Why?
You see?
Why should it be? Because I have no alcohol. It's the same kind of creativity and, you know, fancy glasses and, you know, orange peel you had to get.
So if you order water, the rocks with a splash of non-alcoholic bitters, should I pay the same price for rum and coke?
Well, you have to have the server that puts it in the glass for you and walk to the table and wipe your table.
What if I get it myself?
Stay home and get it.
Let's go. Of course, you're never lonely, especially if you're a part of a Facebook group. So, randomly, let me just ask you, without thinking, just call any two groups on Facebook that you are, that you don't mind sharing with us. Any two groups.
There's a plant group.
Right.
It is Emperor Tropicals, I think is the name of it. And there's Moon Sisters Tribe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I am part of Trinbago Old School Projects. There's people, old cars, at least 20 years and older, bringing them back, customizing, whatever.
Nice.
And I'm also on a plant group too. Yeah. Succulent something, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I'm in several plant groups.
Yeah.
Several. I'm also in that virtual museum of TNT.
Oh, nice.
Amazing content there.
Oh,
amazing,
gosh.
Amazing. And a lot of the users share
Before
stuff as
well. Before he passed away, there were so much, like you said, content. Far less of things being added by the current curators.
Yeah.
And
as well as the members.
You need
as
to
well
send,
as members.
I'm going to join that today for sure,
yeah?
Because I'm sitting at home half the time just looking at Google Earth and finding new rules.
You should
in
check out Dominic Calabasad's Instagram as well.
Yes.
It's rich with like historical information and things we may have forgotten, and we have forgotten that we've forgotten.
It's, and we shouldn't forget also.
No, definitely not. It's incredible.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So let's say good morning to some people quick, because, you know, always want to hear your name. So good morning to Baby Love. Good morning, Ganesh. Anton. Anton, want to know if you and Moses do First Communion. Talking about soda fountain. That's before your time, was.
It is before my time.
But you're aware that
it
existed.
It makes me crave the need to be part of that time.
To mix my own soda.
What do you mean? One scoop of vanilla ice cream, half a glass... Guys, listen, it didn't have cream soda soft drink back then.
You had to
make your own cream soda.
But you know, there's a, I can't remember the term for it, but there's a term for people that romanticize.
It's called dreamers.
No, past generations, and be like, you know, if I had existed in the 1920s versus the 2020s, I may have been happier. There are people that long for times gone by that they wish they lived in that era.
And luckily for me, being at this age, growing up, how to put this, growing up in the 70s, up to the mid 80s at least, so I was born 1975.
Right.
So that was an era where it wasn't so divided, the decades, meaning that in the 70s, there was a lot of late 50s and 60s still happening with the mindset and culture and whatnot.
Well, because technology wasn't making big jumps.
Big gaps and leaps and jumps, you know, so...
So it seemed as though things may not have really been changing quickly.
Yeah. So in the 80s, we all grew up in the 80s, but when you go to a party anywhere, when you hear something from a song from the 50s or the 60s, it wasn't considered back in times. It was just considered another song.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I didn't start a party till. Yeah.
Well,
but the point I was making is, like, you know, people that long for past times that they never experienced themselves, that they've only read about or seen pictures or... You know, and they wish that they did.
I know. It would
seem what would be your golden era?
All right. I wish I was born, let's say, 1960.
In the 90s?
Yeah.
19th century, sorry.
Yeah, when, you know, so let's say I was born 1960. So if I already was DJing in parties at 14, 15 years old. So that was, right. So by 1975, I would have been in all the parties already.
Wow.
I want the point I'm making.
You wanted to do that Pablo Escobar era?
No. I wanted to do the disco era. Well, I am fascinated with disco.
It goes
I've always
hand
been.
In hand.
You know, give me bell bottoms, give me a shiny shirt, and let me just disco till they kick me out of the club.
I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of torn as to what my golden era would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely pre-electricity.
No.
Serious, pre-electricity.
I like
probably pre-slavery and colonialism as well too.
I like, so the, maybe I, some... I like things called medicine and and soap and clean water.
I probably wouldn't go back to them and it's a burn witches that is taking and be like, hey, first in line, me.
Yeah.
Nah, but I don't know. I feel definitely pre 20th century for me.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Wow, now I feel like good. I'm watching Saturday Night Fever.
I was not going to say like documentaries or, you know?
Saturday Night Fever. All right, guys.
It's a good movie, man.
It was. So anybody we need to say bye before we go?
We do, but let's talk about the weather before we go.
Oh, we didn't even talk about it.
Yeah. And I don't even know, have a clue what outside is looking like, but it was a little wet and rainy before 6.
Okay.
We went outside around 7 and it was sunny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, earlier this week there was supposed to be no rain or maybe one or two showers in the morning, but I was out yesterday that rain came down real hard right around lunchtime.
Yeah, well, today they're saying expect a sunny and breezy day, partly cloudy, hazy and breezy throughout the day with occasional cloudy periods and brisk showers. A 31 degree maximum temperature in both Piaku and Crown Point. But I mean, we've more or less been getting this description of the weather.
Yes, yeah, says 31, feels like 34.
But it's been pretty wet and rainy, particularly with these floods in areas across Trinidad and South Trinidad and so on. And according to the Met Office, they're saying we're experiencing or showing signs of the La Nina condition.
Oh.
It might be weakening, but it still has an effect with a wetter than usual dry season conditions. Wow. That La Nina.
Yeah. Chicks again.
Wow, so we do have a couple of people to say good morning to before we bus out. And I want to start by saying good morning to the person that last messaged for Val's birthday. And that was quite at the beginning of November 2020.
Wow.
Should I call her whole name or just the Bago crew part?
No, don't mention Zia from Tobago name.
No. Morning, Zia. Wait, that's not true in the bush.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, you know.
No. Three things could have happened.
Let's hear.
No credit on her phone. No phone, or no phone screen.
Not that she's not listening to the show. Those are none of the options.
That could never be.
Oh, never. Hope you have a fantastic day today, Zio. Good morning to Susan and Shivan out in Grandcouver.
Yeah.
Leo's touching down on the chat. He has a policy about swerving or not swerving for people running across the highway. Or
no,
animals.
Listen, if you're going down the highway at, let's just say, anywhere from 60 to 100 kilometers an hour, and there's nothing wrong with doing 100, that's the legal limit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going on the highway, on a 3-lane highway, at any given time, whether a car is not abreast of you visually, it can be in a second.
Split.
Yeah. And then you see someone running across the highway. Now you have to think, okay, do I have the ability to swerve? And if I do swerve at this speed, can I control my vehicle? Am I going to affect
the
health of myself and the vehicles alongside me, far less in the other lanes? Or if I'm pulling left onto the shoulder, onto the bush, into the swamp, into a river, all because one person decided to do something silly.
Yeah.
So it's a judgment call.
It definitely is. Definitely is. Good morning to Rhonda. Good morning to Kavi touching down. And Steve from Canopian. Guys, if you send your messages, that number is 394-9595.
Hey, there you go. So this is where we say adios, amigos.
Yes, thanks for coming.
Yeah. What's Spanish for thank you? Please come
back. Gracias, Val.
No, I mean the whole thing. Thank you. I want to see the plastic bags. Thank you. You know,
bien. Well,
please come again.
I don't know. Hasta la vista. Hasta luego.
Not sure. Okay.
De nada.
All right, folks. Well, I wish you a good day on Thursday.
Thursdaying. Thank you. I will be Thursdaying pretty hard today.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, gosh. My old aunt always drop all their messages as soon as they're ready to walk out. All they like pressure to bust by procrastinators. All right. Let's say good morning. Going out to nephew Shiva and, also Ian and Ricky. There you go. All right. I can't get all of these guys, but I'm seeing them popping in. Look, video, no message, all kind of thing. Somebody said, sunny in Freeport. All right, nice. And of course, always big up the Innovia. Innovia, or they could actually send a next message instead of just sending this one to big up all your business
copy
place,
and
you
peace.
Know. Copy and no love, no kind of human aspect of the messaging.
We humans, we have feelings
copy
too,
and
you
paste.
Know.
Yeah. Like, give us a name of the person
We're
who's
not
messaging.
We're not just a voice that comes out of your radio.
That's what the name of their business
is. It's like the little people in there. We're real people too.
Yeah. With real feelings.
Yeah, especially on Thursdays.
Guys, keep a smile on your face. Be kind, stay awesome. We love you, and Godspell Live back here tomorrow to do it all over again.
Val and Danny, it's complicated, and it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.